Kai FM. We, of course, are following the terrible story and the aftermath of the fire at the Charlotte Mateke Hospital. Unfortunately, the hospital has not reopened. Joining us on the line is Bongiwe Gambu, who is the spokesperson, the MEC of Infrastructure and Development. A very, very good morning. Thanks for speaking to us. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me on, and I am well, thank you.
Awesome. So, obviously, you know, when the fire happened, it was very difficult to understand exactly what the impact, what the damage was. We understood initially it was going to be open within a week or so. What is the current situation?
The current situation is that we have had to work on a multiple number of things at the same time, considering the fact that it is an urgent issue because of the fact that many of our patients are being sent to other health facilities across the province. And we have brought back, for now, the colleagues that work at the National Health Laboratory Services. And, the next priority area is 5 blocks that will include the oncology ward,
right,
considering that people who go for treatment for different types of cancers are very sensitive patients. They need the highest care, and that their regimen needs to be followed quite strictly. But that is being done while they are being taken care of in other health facilities. The next part is that we are going to be working on the structure that did get gutted by fire, and to also inform your listeners that the fire happened at a storeroom, not in a section where we have patients.
Right.
So that would definitely be the last part where we would be working. And together with the city of Johannesburg, we have also made sure that we submit the necessary paperwork, as well as some of the signage that needed to be replaced in order for us to get back the systems for fire prevention, as well as signage for escape routes.
The doctors and that were working in these facilities, have they moved to other facilities to accommodate the existing patients, or are the patients simply being absorbed into other systems, into other places?
Unfortunately, I am not aware of the arrangements that have been made for the doctors,
right,
and other health professionals who are employees and who are located at Charlotte Mateke Hospital. I can only comment on the limited information that
I have about
the patients that have been taken to other health facilities across the province.
So when do you anticipate that the hospital will be fully functional again?
We are working as speedily as we can, and to also say we appreciate the inconvenience. In fact, we are very aware of the inconvenience that this has caused, and because we are dealing here with public funds, we need to make sure that the prescripts of the supply chain management, the Public Finance Management Act, as well as the Treasury regulations are not flouted. Because once you do that, then whenever we are being audited, it is the same project that will come under scrutiny. Therefore, we need to make sure that we do things accordingly. And that means step by step. In a couple of weeks, we will be giving another update as far as which blocks are being completed, and once that is done, we will also be able to say, now going forward, this is what we are doing, because we cannot at this moment say on this day or on this month or on in a couple of weeks, because of the fact that we have to work real time, but also to put our patients and the listeners at ease that there is a team that is specifically dedicated to this particular project at DID. They have been asked to leave everything else that they have been doing so that we can focus on this, including our head of department, who would usually be doing other things, but he has also focused on this project because he understands, and we all understand as Team DID, how important it is for us to get back this hospital running and to give it back to the patient.
One of our listeners is asking about the eye clinic. I'm not sure if you have that answer or not, if the eye clinic has reopened and if you know when it will. The one thing that also, I guess, is that the hospital is also, there are a number of buildings within the campus, so to speak. So not everything was affected, am I right?
Yes, you're absolutely right. There are a number of buildings, and I guess that's the beauty about our hospitals, that they are buildings that are probably interconnected by walkways. However, excuse me, some of these would also have been affected by something that you would not see with the naked eye, and that is the smoke that would have gone into the HVAC.
Right. So do you have knowledge about the eye clinic, or is that not something?
No, not at all.
All right. So, Linda, sorry, we can't bring you that answer. So, at this stage, I would imagine it's really just a matter of going through the process, trying to fix it, get back to functionality as quickly as possible, and trying to do that, from what you're saying, without contravening or without, making sure that processes are followed, so that when an audit comes around, that everything seems to be having been done correctly.
Yes, indeed. And to also just share with you quickly, we have a project underway that is involving 32 of our health facilities across the province, whether it is in Tshwane, the West Rand, Ekurhuleni, as well as the city of Johannesburg, and these are going to undergo what we call the occupational health and safety project, and these are big projects that will see them refurbished, considering that they are old and they will receive upgrades. So we are now working on something that will make sure that these hospitals have a longer lifespan going forward, instead of us doing things piecemeal in terms of the maintenance. So that one is an exciting project, because it means that we will then move, of course, once we are done with the 32 hospitals, we will move to the clinics. Because you and I, and I'm only 43, but I remember how important clinics are, and that's the primary healthcare where people would need to go for their treatment and stuff like that, so that we ease the burden that is being placed on the hospitals, because hospitals are supposed to deal with certain cases and not all cases.
Absolutely.
So as with together with our client department, the Department of Health, we have been allowed by the Premier and the Gauteng Provincial Government to now undertake this big project that will start with the 32 hospitals.